thing. Chav Chet. The Beis HaLevi said, what was Yosef's rebuke? You care about your father? Remember me? Then why'd you sell me into slavery into Egypt? V'alein lizboinen. We have to even dig deeper. Maya tochocha l'achi Yosef shelo chashashu l'tzar aviyem. Really, what was his rebuke to his brothers that they weren't concerned with the pain of their father? Halo mazenogei le'etzem ha'mechira. What does this have to do with the actual sale? Sha'afim chashashu l'tzar aviyem. Then even if they were, let's say, perhaps concerned with the pain of their father, halo alpidin. So again, you have to do the mafarshim to go with him here. But halo alpidin pasku shu chayv misa. Some mafarshim explain the brother is paskin. He was chayv misa. So what does it mean? What is the Beis HaLevi saying? What does it mean that they weren't concerned with their father's pain and anguish? Even if they were, they had a psak din. They thought that Yosef was chayv misa. Vinira bir hadavar. How do we understand this? Hu shekevon shelo chashashu l'tzar aviyem. Since they weren't concerned with their father's pain, the fact that they weren't concerned with their father's pain, this was a very clear-cut proof that there was something a little missing, something a little off in their actions. And their kavana really was not for the sake of heaven. Like we see with Bilam. When you hate somebody, it ruins the lines. You lose any reason, any rationale. Gets you completely off course. V'heim ba'atzvam im hitponun heitev ma'aseim. If they really looked into their actions, hayu yicholim lerot davar zeh. They would have been able to see. They really dug deep. If they really saw. Yeah, they said he's chayev misa, according to certain mefarshim. But if they really looked dig deep, they would have saw it was not true. It was false. And they were inspired by hatred, by jealousy, and they were not l'shem shemaim. They made themselves believe that. They rationalized that. That's why it wasn't emes. V'zeu tochachas Yosef l'echav. That was the rebuke of Yosef to his brothers. V'odish l'rot ezeshu dofi b'maseim b'mashem t'chila amru l'harogat Yosef. We also see something a little off with their actions. Initially they said, kill Yosef. V'achar kach lo ridu labor. Throw him in a pit. V'achar kach limkoroto. Then they said to sell him. V'maita hachlatatam amitis uberura. If their decision was really ironclad and truthful and clear, how did they keep switching their minds, going back and forth? If they really would have, again, dug deep, been true with themselves, they would have seen the inconsistencies going on. One more paragraph. It's a tremendous Musar Haskell for us. We have to see, look at our actions. Do our decisions, do our feelings, are they lined up with truth? We make big decisions. It could be about a summer program, a yeshiva, where we go after Israel, where we do with our lives, who we're friends with, what track we want to go in, what we want to do, our activities, etc., etc. We have to really ask ourselves, are we making decisions alpi emes, alpi truth? Or are we guided by certain desires, certain agendas? Ha'im ma'asenu sotro tetatzmam. Do our actions contradict each other? I had no time. We had a lot of time the other night, if you know what I'm saying. I had no time. There's time for a lot of other things. Rock and roll, baby! Ve'hanagotenu mechafos pam apam kefinigiotenu. We have to make sure that our behaviors don't change time and time according to our negiyas, to our desires, to our agendas. O ha'im shitotenu omdos la'olam gitzur chalmish. Or rather, so again, do our shitas, do our behaviors change time and time based on an agenda, based on circumstance or convenience? Or rather, no, our shitas, our theories, our positions in life, do they stand ironclad like a rock? They don't change based on negiyas, based on circumstance. Which derech do we choose? All right.